This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A United Nations court has increased to life in prison the sentence for convicted Bosnian Serb war criminal Radovan Karadzic. The 73-year-old Karadzic appeared today before the International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague. He was appealing a 40-year sentence for organizing mass killings in the Bosnian War. The judges were clearly not impressed by his arguments. Mozambique has begun 3 days of national mourning for Cyclone Idai victims. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports aid has begun arriving in the region. Among the early responders, India.
India says the ships changed course after a request from Mozambique's government and are providing humanitarian assistance that includes the evacuation of people stranded by rising floodwaters. Indian teams are expected also to set up medical camps and provide food and other badly needed supplies. Meanwhile, other nations are pledging aid too. Nearly $5 million is expected from the United Arab Emirates. And the chairman of the African Union Commission says the continental body will provide $350,000 in immediate support to the countries affected by the devastating cyclone. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New Zealand on Friday will honor the memories of those who died in last week's brutal terror attack on two mosques. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
There will be a two-minute silence on Friday. We will also broadcast nationally via TVNZ and Radio New Zealand the call to prayer.
Prime Minister Ardern also says victims' bodies are being returned to their families. Two were laid to rest today in a Christchurch cemetery. Hundreds of people were there for the memorial. For all the day's news every day, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. You can also use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Italian authorities have seized an Italian charity ship and questioned the crew. The issue?